He makes the catch at the 30, the 20, the 10, 5. Rock and roll. Touchdown, Texans.
Hello and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Hi, Texans fans. Thanks for joining us. I'm Brooke Bentley with Texans Today, the only podcast coming to you straight from Reliance Stadium. It is Tuesday, March 24th, and in the news today, well, the Texans have been looking at signing defensive tackle Sean Cody. Cody played for the Detroit Lions, who was drafted in 2005, and then he was used mainly as a backup for the Lions. Now, he's been in with the Texans, visiting the facility and going through meetings. He's not officially signed on the dotted line, but stay tuned. Go to HoustonTexans.com for more information on that. We're also creating a buzz to the Houston Texans Restaurant Week. At any participating Cordua restaurant, and that's America's, Churrasco's, and Artista downtown, if you go there, 10% of your check will go to the Houston Texans Foundation. Quarterback Matt Schaub was one of the Texans players to visit a Cordua restaurant. He was at America's. And of course, he talked some about the good work he was doing, the good food he was eating, but he also got a lot of questions about the Texans offseason. He said that the biggest thing for the offseason for him was that he's healthy, so he's been approaching this offseason with a totally different bent than last offseason. He's getting really excited about starting the Texans offseason workouts, which begin on April 6th, and he's also pretty excited about the Texans offseason moves. That includes signing defensive end Antonio Smith, backup quarterback Dan Orlovsky, and the other free agency people that the Texans have been looking at. Here's what Matt Schaub had to say at Cordua's.
As far as getting ready for this upcoming season, well, I'll say the one thing is I'm healthy. I didn't have a surgery like I did last year, which is good. So my golf game has gotten a little bit better this offseason so far. And then the year before that was when I got traded. So, you know, this is the first offseason where I can actually sit back, relax a little bit, and enjoy some time off. But as far as just getting better and, you know, taking our team to the next step, and that starts here in 2 weeks and our offseason conditioning begins.
Because it seems like the previous season does dictate how your offseason goes, whether it's surgery
right.
or whatnot. So what has dictated what you want to do in this offseason?
Well, I think finishing 3-1 in our last month of football, you know, with that one loss coming at Oakland, you know, we finished very strong as a football team after a rough start, and you know, that really did catapult us into this offseason, you know, on a positive note. And so we were excited about how we finished up. We just have to carry that into this offseason, how we train, how we go about our business, because, you know, we were 8-8 2 years ago, 8-8 last year, but, you know, I think we were definitely a better ball club last year than the 8-8 the previous year. And, you know, we were in the fourth quarter in two or three of those games where we either had a lead or we lost it near the end. And, you know, we got to find a way now to hold on to those games or come back and win those games. And, you know, you're looking at 10, 11, you know, plus wins. So, you know, we just realized that we're right there knocking on the door, and we just have to take the approach that we're going to do whatever it takes to walk through that door.
The thinking is in the first round of the draft, you guys will probably go, and I know you're not involved in the decision-making, but you'll go defense. But if Gary Kubiak asks you, hey, what do you think we should do in the first round? And maybe not necessarily in the draft, but one area you'd like to upgrade this offseason, what would your hope be?
Well, like you said, I'm not too worried about Coach Kubiak asking me who to draft, because that sure isn't going to happen. But, you know, I think that, you know, there's a few positions that we like to improve our team with. And, you know, I think it's just a matter of finding the best football player that we can add to our team. And, you know, whoever's on the board at that time, you know, we just got to go with that and just try and get the, you know, best talent on our team to be competitive and you know, just that'll just help every position to get better.
As always, thanks for listening. We'll be back on Wednesday with the latest Texans news. And remember, it's always football time in Houston.
And we're ready to play. We've got no